All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Tucson, Radio Land. It's time to get up. You know what time it is. I said every week, every weekend, it's time to get up. It's the Fresh Start Show. Get you on your pajamas, get your coffee, get your mocha latte, get your donuts, get your bagel, your Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, whatever it is, cream of wheat, oatmeal. We really just don't care. But just do what it takes to get up. It's the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope. We are excited, excited, excited. There's absolutely no show that is like us in the whole wide state of Arizona. We are a show to talk about reform. We are the show that talks about restorative justice. We talk about a show that talks about reentry, the struggles of being incarcerated or formerly incarcerated. We are just second to none. There's none like us, and it's time to get up. Let's talk about our issues. Our issues is related to your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew. There's so many people that have been incarcerated. We know in this state alone in Arizona, there's over 200,000 felons that can't vote because of their felony background. And that's why we are here. We're here to put a dent in that number. We are here to put a dent in those issues. I want to thank all of my brothers and sisters who is incarcerated right now. They've been sending us some love, sending us some energy. Thank you for Frederick that's been sending me letters every week. He's been sending me some every week to let us know that he's listening, he's supporting. So, brother, I thank you so kindly. Brother John is out there, sent me some letters. Thank you so kindly. Listen, if you want to reach me and you want to connect, send an email. Send a quick email to my email, Damond, D-A-M-O-N-D, at freshstartint.com. That is Damond, at freshstartint.com. That is my email. If you have benefited from the Fresh Start Expo, I want to hear your story. If you got worn squash, if you got your restorations right, rights back restored, if we reduce some of your court fees and fines, if you was driving with a suspended license and you came to the Fresh Start event and got your license reinstated, we want to hear from you. If you was someone who had employment issues because of your background and you walked away with an opportunity of employment, we want to hear from you. Listen, there's nothing like our organization. I'm the founder, CEO of Fresh Start, and we're looking to make a change and make an impact in our community. Our mission statement is where we believe that everyone deserves a new beginning, not a second chance, not a third chance, not a fifth chance, but a fresh start. And listen, let me tell you, so many people have been directly impacted or indirectly impacted, and we are excited. We just had our Fresh Start event on the 22nd of October, and listen, we helped over 200-something people get their warrants squashed. We had hundreds and hundreds of people there to look at, to talking with vendors, getting resources, making lives, being impacted. I mean, you name it. And so we're just so excited about what Fresh Start is beginning to do. Listen, we're just a few years old. We're still a baby. We're still growing. We're still trying to figure this thing out. But what we do know is that, as Mary Romero said when she came and spoke for us, she said, this is God's work. And I believe that when anytime you're working with people who are in poverty, people who have been stigmatized, marginalized, and disenfranchised from the system, and where grassroots people are not getting the services that they need, and when we're speaking truth to power, when we're standing up for reform, and when we are doing the work that it takes to make sure that the voiceless has a voice at the table, this is what God's work is all about. So again, thank you so kindly for all our supporters. Again, if you want to reach me, email me, let me know how you're doing. Let me know if maybe you're going through some justice issues and you want us to help you out. You know, we have judges, we have lawyers, we have county attorneys, we have public defenders at the table with Fresh Start. And so I want to hear your story. I want to hear what's going on. So let's get more engaged. So again, email me, Damond at freshstartint.com, and let's talk about it. Well, God bless you. Listen, we have a special guest, my man. man, my friend. He's a friend of mine. We've been serving in the community together. I just had to have him to come, and I like him even more because we're both from the state of Michigan. We are Michiganders. And in order to come from Michigan, you got to be some resilient people. So we're like the Timex watch. You know, we take some lickings and keep on ticking. We don't stop. We're not scared of nobody. We're not intimidated. We're here to serve. We're here to do the work. Listen, I am so happy to have not only my friend, but one of our public officials coming to the Fresh Start. You know, we're about reform. You know, we're about restorative justice. And we always sometimes bring some of our city, state, and county officials to the table to talk about the issues. And listen, we have Gary Harrison. For many of you who don't know, you probably saw his name on the ballot, didn't put a face to who that name was. But he's working hard in the paint. He is Gary Harrison. And he is our Pima County
Clerk of Superior Courts.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we are excited to have him with us today. And so, Gary, man, how has it been being reelected?
You know, this time was different than the first time. The first time it was before COVID. And you were able to get out and actually shake hands with people, get to know people. This time was a little bit different. Even though towards the end of this election, there was more face-to-face.
Yeah.
So it's been good. It allows me to look a little bit forward into how I see the office shaping up in terms of what we can do for the community at home, not just when you're talking about judges and attorneys,
yeah.
but mainly for me is what we can do to make it easier for the public. So it's been good just knowing that the work can continue. There's some really good people at the clerk's office. They're dedicated, and I like to say that they're different because they're servants, and they actually put forth a really good effort to help people.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, man, it's an honor. And so, you know, my next question is going to be, you know, for education purposes. I know some people see the title and the phrase of the Superior Court Clerk of Courts, and they're like, what really does that entail besides seeing it on court form? So could you just talk a little bit about your role and how that role of the Clerk of Courts for Superior Courts is so much needed for things to be functional?
Well, to sum it up, the clerk's office, the title or the description is the keeper of the record. That record is really, really important for various reasons, just to keep your trial moving at a pace that so that it doesn't drag on. But more than that, it's a security that says that when I go to court, no one has control over my information. The clerk's office is that go-between the Superior Court and the public. So therefore, when you submit any document, any subsequent document, that is going to be kept separate from the court. Now, they can view it, but they have no control over that record. So the main function is the keeper of the record. Now, there are several different things that we do there. You know, that involves record, financials, marriage license, passports. You know, there's a host of things that we do, but the primary function is the keeper of the record.
Wow. That's powerful. That's very informative because I'm sure a lot of people don't know really the role of the clerk of courts for the Superior Court. So when we say Superior Court, are you just working with Superior Courts or do you support other court systems?
Well, mainly with the Superior Court.
Okay.
But if you were like in one of the municipal courts and you had a case that wasn't resolved there, then there's an appeals process. And that appeals process says that you go from the municipal courts to the Superior Court. If you don't get it resolved there, then it goes to the appeals court, and quite naturally it can go farther than that based on what it is. So we work kind of hand in hand with everybody else, but mainly just to move that record along. One of the functions that I didn't mention is that we make sure that your record, your documents get to where they're supposed to get to. So therefore, no one in the system can say, hey, I didn't receive that. Well, yes, you did. Just check the file. It's in there. So we make very few mistakes. We have some intense days where, on average, we will process 10,000 documents a day. When I say documents, that's not pages. You know, a document can be 25, 50 pages. And so when I say 10,000 documents, multiply that in terms of pages. So it is a huge feat. But at the same time, I'm proud to say, because I've worked it, we make very few mistakes, hardly ever.
Wow. That's very important for us to know for in the community, because I'm sure sometimes, like I say, without just going to the window asking for a marriage license and things like that, I don't think that many of us understand how crucial the office for the clerk of courts is. Very, very important for the functionality of Superior Courts and Theta Nae. So that's awesome.
Every record is. If you get married and you live to be a ripe old age and you decide that you want to collect Social Security, you're gonna need that marriage license in order to to properly collect, you know, your Social Security. So everything that comes through there is important. The clerk's office or the courts period is a place where most people are feeling insecure or nervous based on what you're doing. But even if you're just getting a marriage license, you can only imagine you're a little bit nervous getting that marriage license. So that's something that we do to say, listen, in terms of the record, you can rest assured that it is going to be processed correctly.
Wow. Awesome. Listen, guys, stay tuned. We're going to get ready to go over to our sponsor, the League of Women Voters, who is our sponsor for the Fresh Start Show. But once we take a break with the League of Women Voters, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
All right. We're back. I want to say thank you for the sponsorship of the League of Women Voters for taking the chance on the Fresh Start Show. We appreciate you for all what you do in our communities, and get out to vote and stay tuned. So listen, getting back to Gary Harrison, who is our Pima County Clerk of Courts for Superior Courts, and we are excited to have him in our studio today. So what does it look like if someone wants an opportunity in your office?
You know, the good thing about working for the county and certainly the Superior Court, there's this ability to use it as a stepping stone for various things. We have a lot of people who go on to be attorneys, a lot of people who go on to be paralegals. There's other opportunities, IT, that you can get started with. The good thing is it doesn't require that you have a degree to start off working there.
Okay.
There are high paying positions that doesn't require a degree at all. I mean, that's how it used to be as a kid when I was coming up. You had a couple of ways that you could start out. One was with a degree. One was with job knowledge.
Okay.
Well, you can kind of still do the same thing in the clerk's office. I'm the clerk. And you know, I started out as a support clerk. And so there are positions like a courtroom clerk requires a certain amount of skill set and certain amount of speed on a keyboard. It used to be typewriter.
Yep.
They used to do shorthand.
Yeah,
you know, so things have progressed over the years, and so now it's mainly you know, keyboard. And where I'm trying to get us to now is more, you know, just that data entry function, that click, click, click thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we're trying to go right now, and we're really close. But what that does is that opens up the opportunity, especially for young people, because they're driven by technology, and that's where we're headed. Right now, we're almost paperless in the clerk's office.
Wow.
So, you know, the public will be able to file documents or get things done without even leaving their house.
Mm.
And that's the way the world is moving, and that's what we're trying to move along with. So, you know, it's a good place to work. You know, they offer great benefits, health insurance. I'm still there, and that's one of the reasons. there's few places that says we'll set up a pension for you. Now it's 401k.
Yeah.
And you can work in a place for 40 years. If you don't do a 401k, you just work there for 40 years.
Yeah.
So you become part of a health care network when you retire. So that means that because you're part of that group, it's going to cut your insurance and it's not going to cost you as much. So there's some great benefits to being there. The pay is starting to move because of the things that we've just gone through. You know, when you're talking about, you know, COVID, it forced the issue in a lot of cases. It forced jobs to compete against each other. And the only way to compete is to pay people more money, offer them more benefits.
Yeah.
So I can see benefits coming along and things getting even better. But to start, it's a great place to be.
Wow. Awesome. We have Gary Harrison, our Pima County Clerk of Courts for Superior Courts, with us on today. We're so honored to have him here. Listen, far as history, historical moment, I don't know the history. Maybe you can help us. Have there been any African-American clerk of courts before you that you knew of? Mm. Or did you make history?
Yeah, I kind of made history. So, you know, it's funny, but it's sad at the same time. So, yeah, it's been quite the ride. You know, I played at basketball at the University of Arizona, and I played for the first Division I African-American coach, Fred Snowden.
Wow.
And that's kind of lost in an era that you should be touting it, saying, man, what a terrific thing. We get to say that we had the first African-American coach. And that's important in today's world, because it's a part of who we are. Well, as far as being a public official, I'm the first black public official in Pima County.
I believe you.
There's not been one before me. So I've had the luxury of being the first in a couple of occasions. So I don't take that lightly.
I
don't take it lightly. Yeah. I'm always pressing people of color that you know, the road might be a little difficult, but I'm living proof that you can do it. And I don't by any means count myself as extraordinary or special in any kind of way.
Yeah.
It's saying, no, look at me. You can do this.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're kind of directed in such a way that it has you feeling that you don't have the capability of doing it. But yes, you can.
Yeah. And so usually, which, you know, obviously being the first, there's some monumental celebration with that by being the first. But we also know that being the first also can come with some burdens, you know, actually just people getting used to a racial mindset of leadership and transition. Do you think that you had experienced any of that? Like people had to really get used to, you know, a new sheriff in town happens to be black.
you know, not outwardly.
Okay.
You know, but I know that it exists. I take every opportunity to express and explain to people how I feel.
Yeah.
And things that I have gone through that you might take for granted, but I lived it, and I can tell you, no, this really does happen. I've been asked, well, you know, how is that different for you, or why is that different for you?
Yeah.
Well, I can't exactly give you the answer, but I can tell you what you're hearing. I can tell you if it's true or not.
Yeah.
And how do I do that? I lived it. It's one of those things where they say, well, why do you feel this way? Because I lived it. I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Whereas you might not be able to see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
Because I lived it. And so, but with that being said, I think that Tucson is a terrific place.
Yeah.
I think that it has the ability to set the tone. I think that we've done a poor job, Arizona as a whole.
Yeah.
I think that we could set the tone of what things should be like. This is a big melting pot.
Yeah.
In kind of a different direction. If you go back east and you go to some of the big cities there, you find more African Americans in one spot, because everything is tribal. But
yeah.
You come out here and it's kind of reversed in that you find more white people, but more than that, you find more Hispanics.
Yeah.
And so we kind of have this melting pot that says, no, we can do this right, because we look a little different than the rest of the country.
Right, right, right.
And we have the opportunity, right down to a physical standpoint, we could build this place differently. We've seen all the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So we should look at how can we do this different. And everybody should get involved. Everybody yeah. should.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I only got time for one more quick question. What I want to ask you is, what does that look like now that you have, we didn't have a lot of leadership, African-American leadership in government, local government, when I walk down through the halls of Superior Court and those portraits of judges, I absolutely saw nothing that looked like me.
Yeah,
no. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
that looked, we out of sight, out of mind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We can't be scared to have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And something is wrong, if we're not representing at least 4 or 5% in government,
at
in
least.
Leadership,
at least.
At least, right?
At least.
And so, with that being said, we don't have representation as a city council. We don't have any representation on board county supervisors. I went down Superior Court and I was just looking at the Hall of Justice and I didn't see nothing that looked like me. That means more defendants who's African-American will see judges, will see officials without anyone representing their community. How mm-hmm. important is it in that, real quickly and briefly, and what do you think we need to do to galvanize and inspire people to start running for office?
Yeah, yeah. And it is a problem. We have one commissioner, that's Judge Green.
She is the only one.
And
that's in Superior Court,
that's
right?
That's in Superior
yep,
Court.
Yep.
We in federal court, we
Collins.
Have Judge Collins.
Yep.
And so, yep, it is an issue. I think that the biggest thing that we can do is that we can recruit.
Yes.
And I think that we don't, when I say we, the court
yeah.
system,
yeah.
Don't take the time to recruit. They recruit for everything else. So I don't see why there should be a problem. The other thing is that that is kind of kept hush is when you see those judge names on a ballot,
that's right.
That really does matter.
That matters.
If that judge doesn't get 51% of the votes that come in for him,
yeah.
he's dismissed from
yeah.
that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm all.
And not to mention, Judge Green been a commissioner for a while. Why don't you have a full judgeship? You know,
yeah.
we need to be asking those questions. Well, how long does, you stay in that commission role, and when there's an opportunity to get you into a full judgeship?
There's no prerequisite for that.
Right.
That is one of those political things
oh,
where
man,
you
know,
have to,
you know, we know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, the other side of it too is, do you want to?
Right.
But if you want to, there should be a way or a pathway to get there.
That's right.
At this point right now, unlike other states, if you go to the state of Michigan, every judge in the state of Michigan has to run for that position.
Right,
you don't
right.
just get it
that's right.
picked for that position.
That's right.
When you're talking about the politics of being appointed, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that everything needs to be more transparent, and I hate using that word because it's always used, but there should be more accountability for everything that goes on in the court system because it's your money.
Yeah.
It's my money.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. This is awesome, guys. Listen, we're running out of time. It was great to have Gary Harrison here at the table at the Fresh Start Show. Listen, it takes a lot of bravery to come talk about real transparent discussions. You know, we're not scared of nothing. We're not scared of nobody. This is what our show is about. It's a pulpit. It's a platform to speak truth to power and talk about our issues. Listen, we out of time. Listen, thank you everyone for joining us every Saturday morning on 106 The Groove at 7 a.m. as we come to you and bring to you a great, wonderful program. You want to reach out to me, remember, Damond at freshstartint.com. Let's go. Let's make change and let's help everyone deserves a fresh start. God bless.